If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got no time nor inclination, Chip Chat. Find me at the last resort in Highway Town if you're looking to do business.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're live here in my hometown, New York City here, and we're checking out new content for Fallout 76. But first, let's talk to the team. Can you guys please introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
All right, I'm Bill Acosta, production director on Fallout 76.
Awesome.
I'm John Rush, creative director on Fallout 76.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this new content that's coming for us, Fallout 76.
So the map has mutated again to the northwest. Whole northwest has opened up on the map, infringing on a bit of Ohio. And so we have a new region called the Burning Springs.
Why Burning Springs?
It sounds cool.
It sounds really cool.
It sounds cool. And it's totally in line with the story. Players are going to learn of a new character named the Rust King, that's sort of made his dominion over this new region, new faction of Rust Raiders. There's a whole new kingdom to explore, lots of characters, stories, new creatures. There's two new public events. There is a new feature, bounty hunting feature, hosted by our infamous ghoul from the show, voiced by Walton Goggins. Yeah.
Oh, so how that came about? Like, you guys wanted to focus on content for the series from the beginning, or this came out after the series came out?
This came about after the series came out, kind of naturally. He just seemed like a natural fit for a feature like bounty hunting.
The first, there's multiple Fallout games, of course, but the first game that I started playing right after I watched the series was Fallout 76. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to do the same when once they watch season two. Mm-hmm. But why is it that people will go back, even years later, they will still go back to Fallout 76? What is it so special about that game?
We're always adding new things. We're making it better. We're expanding on the story of Appalachia, right? So players that come back that may have not been here for a couple years are going to find new things to do, new things to earn, weapons, armor, new game modes with raids, with bounty hunting, fishing. Just a lot for players to do.
Fishing. We are...
Go for it.
Yeah. I will say this. We are reliable. Like every 13 weeks, every 12 weeks, we're putting out something, new content, new systems, new something. And players have known that. Like they've always been, they come in, they play, sometimes they go for a little bit, come back, but they always come back because they know that we're listening to them and we're working on new stuff and putting out stuff consistently. Like I said, they know they can come back every quarter or so, and they know something's systemically or within the world has changed in a pretty large way. So
what was it that surprised you the most once the series came out and seeing the amount of people going to Fallout 76 for the first time or even playing it again?
I wouldn't say it was a surprise for me, but there was a lot of people who hadn't played since launch, coming back, and they were like, wow, this game has changed drastically, and they were enjoying it, and they were inviting their friends back to play. And so, again, it wasn't a surprise to us because we've been working on it the whole time and we've known how the game has grown and how the game has progressed. But that was a really nice thing to see, for them to come back and for people to even just jump into Reddit, jump into Discord and be like, hey, this is amazing. You guys should come play again. So it was a really fun experience throughout that whole process.
And for you?
I like seeing all the new players coming back and just coming in for the first time. And what was a big surprise to me was how helpful everybody was to the new players, right? The waiting outside the vault, giving them things and taking them along on quests. And it was really cool to see.
And how was it, creating this character from the series in the game? You guys got to sit down with the writers, the cast. How was the process of that too? stuff that you guys learn from that character in the series to adding into the game?
It was, of course, very collaborative between folks on the show and folks on the game. What we are making a point of doing is not like giving too much exposition as to why the ghoul is there, but the ghoul is there. The ghoul's there kind of being himself and is the host of this bounty hunting feature. And so for him to be here at this time, it makes sense, right? Since he's a ghoul and this does go way back in time. So he can be there, but we don't at this time reveal specifically why he's there.
Okay. Hopefully I'll learn that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I met the cast last year, and I, you know, it was really cool to sit down with Jonathan and everybody about the series. And one of the questions I asked them to all of them are like, if you were part of the Fallout universe, do you see yourself as a vault dweller or surface dweller?
I kind of see myself as a mire lurk.
Why is that? Why is that?
Not sure. I'm just kind of going by feel here. Okay. If I had to choose between those two, surface dweller or vault dweller,
yeah,
I think I'd go with vault dweller.
Vault dweller.
Yeah.
I want to be comfortable. I don't want to be struggling outside, you know? So what about for
surface
you?
Surface dweller.
Surface dweller, yeah. Why is that?
Surface dweller for that. I'm one of those people that does, like, I hunt, I fish. Like, I love doing all that kind of stuff. And so I think it would be tough, but I think I would enjoy the experience of trying to especially like what we're doing with Appalachia, you know, rebuilding Appalachia. I think that would be something that would just play into what I would love to do, you know? And so, yeah, I would be a surface dweller.
So sure. I know as well, playing the game, level cap 300, are we going to see an increase on that once the new content comes out or no? Or are you going to keep it the same?
Yeah. So for 64, we are upping the normalized creature level to 300. So when players are above that level and they go in and fight some of the bigger bosses that may spawn in, they'll be fighting at a level 300. So
now yeah. For the new players, they might be overwhelmed with so much content. What is like any advice where to start? Because they probably want to check out also the new area that you guys added. Is that something that they could do from the beginning, or they have to do certain things in the beginning before heading up?
There's definitely some things they can do in the beginning, but I've always said, you know, when asking about a new player coming into the game, what to do, and just be patient. Like, just do what you want to do. You know, sometimes there's going to be events that pop up. Sometimes there's going to be daily ops that pop up. You know, run through the story a little bit. You know, go to Flatwoods, go to Morgantown, go to Charleston. You know, just explore the map. You know, just enjoy your time. There's no rush. There's, except for John. but there is no rush in the game. There's so much to do in the game, and we give people a lot of breadcrumbs along the way to just engage in whatever type of content they want to engage in. So yeah, don't feel pressure. Don't feel rushed. Just jump in, do the things you want to do. And explore. I mean, that's the best way to kind of tackle this game, is just explore.
Yeah. One of the things I love to do is, you know, open up people and check out like radio. Is there new radio stations on the new location? Is there any new music? Are you guys adding in there in this one too or no?
No new radio stations. We are talking about adding some more though for down the road. We do have a new workshop, which is really cool.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun and unique to that region.
But it's different than the regular.
Much. It's a unique location. It's the Starlight Drive-In movie theater.
Oh
yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. I know you guys also added new events. Can you tell us about the new events? Isn't this one too?
Good.
The new events.
Two new events
in Gearing Up and Sinkhole Solutions.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, they're cool. They're challenging. They're thematic to the new region. Players who love going through public events, like some of our more popular, Eviction Notice. I'd say. Yeah. People would probably,
Moonshine Jamboree
would really enjoy these.
Yeah,
these new events, very challenging. Death Claws. Everybody loves Death Claws.
Mm. Now for you guys, new weapons. Any favorites for you guys like to use in this one?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good question. I've recently switched to using one of the Settler's Gauntlets and running around as unarmed. So I don't know if there's any new ones I've actually picked out as being my favorite yet, other than that.
So, yeah. You're like old school. He likes the old,
I'm old school.
Old school classic.
I love to go in and just punch stuff. Yeah. So,
So you're a melee guy.
Melee. All right. Yes, for sure.
Awesome.
New weapons? You mean like from Burning Springs?
Burning Springs or anything from before, from like the, from launch to now, any like new weapons from, because those people probably haven't even tried those out. Could you guys
does that weapon count?
That looks pretty, what is that?
It's his gun from the show.
A gun from the show. So,
it shoots those big slugs that go through people.
So it's already added in this one too.
Oh yeah,
we can use it.
Oh,
too.
For sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
That's my
favorite. I'm gonna go with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Anything else you guys would like to say about the game for returning players? Anything that you'd like to let them know before we wrap this up, the interview, like why they should come back?
I think the camera just went off.
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. I can add B-roll and it's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never been a better time to adventure with friends in the wasteland. New players who come to the game, you know, they're going to experience the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of content, that the game has to offer them. I mean, potentially more. We want players to be able to carve their own path in Appalachia, play how they want to play, do the things they want to do, and experience the story that we've put together, and also play with friends and make stories of their own. Burning Springs is a great opportunity to continue doing that for new and existing players alike.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me here. Been having a blast. You know, I can't wait to watch the show and also go back and play new content this month. So can't wait.
Great.
The official date? You guys have an official date? When is it going to come out?
Early December. Stay tuned to the Fallout Day broadcast to find out more information.
Awesome. Yep. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.